Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
Welcome back to Standard Dish, the video game book club podcast where standard people play the standard edition of a video game. I'm Bilbo.
I'm Jackbo.
I'm Frodo. No.
I'm Pippin.
Okay. No hesitation. Kaylee always has something she's waiting for. We're playing Tears of the Kingdom. And this episode, we're going to dive into Zora's Domain and the Water Temple.
Mm.
And before we do, a few Patreons.
Dive into, haha.
Didn't even do that on purpose. I'm just naturally that clever.
Yes. We knew that.
A few Patreons for you guys to welcome. Uh-oh. Just lost my list. Hold on. All right. We got Kenneth, Melinda, and Antonio.
Yay. Oh,
welcome.
Thank you to the standard clan.
Thank you, standards. Standard, new standards.
And there's 4 Patreons. As a reminder, if you haven't checked, we are periodically putting our little behind-the-scenes audio tests and other absurdly horrible banter up on that channel just for members. So you can check those out, and then you'll see some before or afters and such like that just for you guys. And you can leave comments and tell us how horrible they are. And it'll just be between us friends.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what else happened?
What?
Jackie?
What?
Couple people completed the Blue Bar Challenge.
The Blue Bar Challenge!
Yeah, they did.
Where did our soundboard go?
I have it, and that's a whole problem because I don't use it. And we need to.
Can you get your
Jimbo on figuring out how you can have a soundboard without. Anyway, offline.
We'll submit an IT ticket for that one.
Submit a ticket. You need to submit a ticket before.
Kaylee, can you put that on our sprint board?
Yeah, I can do that.
It'll be on backlog. It's in the backlog.
Now, remind me, I believe, Jackie, was your challenge that the first to do it? Or that everyone who did it? Did you clarify?
I think I clarified.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
All right, well, we're going to cut off the challenge now with the 3 that came in first.
Oh, God, there's 3.
Challenge completed. Oh, there's 3 of them? Wow.
Snap.
Oh, I think for today, you're only going to do the drink that came in first.
The first one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And and we'll get honorable mentions for the rest. So Dez writes in, he or she was first to complete the challenge. I hope this makes y'all proud. Jackie's shot, I'm so sorry, is... Do we get a drum roll? Hold on. How do I? There we go. The cement mixer.
Ta-da!
Yep.
1.5 ounces Irish cream liqueur, mm-hmm. 0.5 ounces lime juice. She's holding them up right there.
Oh, we see it.
Oh, all right. I'm going to tell you how to do it, and you do it as we go, Jackie, okay?
All
right. Pour the Irish cream into a shot glass.
Yes, sir.
Very slowly float the lime juice on top. Hold on. We're getting the Irish cream first.
It's too little. The shot glass.
Now you've got a little chaser.
I can't eat it all.
Okay. Now,
very slowly float the lime juice on top. We see it.
Weird chemistry happening here.
It doesn't float.
Slower. I think it's something's
floating.
Happening. Yeah, it's floating.
Something's happening.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yep.
That's a float.
I see something.
Ooh.
Some type of chemistry is happening here.
We're going to have to, Kaylee, rip this video off for the social channel later. All right, so now knock it back and hold it in your mouth without swallowing. Shake your head around for a few seconds, then swallow. Swallow. What are you doing? What's she doing? What's that face?
She's laughing. We're making her laugh.
Oh, no, what's happening?
It's going to come out of her nose now.
This may be a computer. Oh, thumbs up. Double thumbs.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
You know what?
Yeah.
I like cottage cheese.
There you go.
Oh my God.
Tasty. Wow.
The nice. Mixture of the two ingredients inside your mouth should feel lumpy when you swallow, like cottage cheese, or as the shot title goes, cement.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh yeah. Mm.
Hey, that's good real job, accurate. Des.
Yeah.
We also got job, a challenge in from Ben, and you got one in at Twitter, I think, too, Alan. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
The other two were much nicer about the drinks they
handed
to you.
Yeah, I think so. Yes. I think they were more, they're a little nicer about it, yeah.
So we'll get to those next time so that Jackie can make it through the episode.
To recover.
Yeah, right.
She Bravo. Sits
her choice. Bravo. Yeah, good job.
Yeah, good job.
Gross. Bravo to Des. Bravo.
Yeah.
Good job, Des.
Hey, Alan, throwing you, we got in a nice craft ale. So go ahead and open that and let me tell you what was said with it.
Oh, wow. Let me just... All right.
Oh, there we go. What is that?
This is a PVD Pils. Local Longwood Brewery. Thai style Pilsner. Yeah. Good stuff.
Well, Jim writes in and says, thank you. My daughter and I have just discovered Standard a Dish. We are both massively ensconced in Tears of the Kingdom and heading into a week away on holiday without the Switch.
Oh, no.
Damned
oh.
parental responsibilities to uphold.
Yeah, even though it's portable,
right?
Boo! yeah.
So, we are taking your entire Tears of the Kingdom cast to enjoy listening to four very engaging people talking about playing it. I left my daughter this morning halfway down the hill on the left, or halfway up the hill on the right, through her first one, and she adores it too. I can't contribute to Patreon at the moment, but I bought a craft ale. It's meager but heartfelt.
Aww.
Thanks, Jim. Aww.
Thank you, Jim.
Very
Alan
sweet.
Enjoys the ale.
I do. Oh, it's good. I mean, also from a father, you know, it's nice.
Yeah, father to father ale.
Father That's to father, true. Yeah. I understand the struggle, Jim. I totally understand the struggle. I recently brought, when I went on vacation, I brought the Switch. Did I use it? No.
didn't even get
no,
to
no there was like no time there's just like no time maybe on the plane but again like with a baby and stuff it's impossible so I imagine
that would be hilarious you got like a screaming kid and then you know someone looks over to be like what's he doing with that kid but you're just playing Tears of the Kingdom
just play Tears of the Kingdom totally yeah optics not great
optics not great
hey one more quick one Jackie this is the thing I was mentioning that putting in your court we got Bob writes in, it's your one Gen Z listener here loving the podcast.
The whole one.
Our one Gen Z.
Yay.
With an idea for us. You guys should make standard drinks to go with the standard edition. So, Jackie, I feel like you're going to create the best standard drinks. As we used to do with all our themed parties, you would always come up with the best like it's drinks true. That went with the parties.
Yeah, those were good. Cool. They were good and very dangerous at times.
Okay.
They were always dangerous.
Yeah. I only remember that one cereal shot. Oh my god.
That speaks to how dangerous they are if you only remember one. Like,
so like a standard edition themed cocktail menu.
Yes.
Okay. I like it.
That's a great idea.
Start us small.
Down. I'm down.
You know, it doesn't need to, you know, we don't need five for opening night.
Okay.
Start at like a wedding. The his and hers. What's our his and hers
oh,
to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can go from there.
Cool.
We should probably talk about like the game or something. Oh, listeners, if you guys want to support us, go to Patreon. There's stuff to do there. And like we said, we put up some behind the scenes things and you can listen and write us messages there as you want. We'll always read those first. You can also email us. That's like a thing you do with either Outlook or Gmail. It's kind of old school now, but we still check them. Yeah, I use fucking Outlook. Work makes me.
Yeah,
dog, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, Outlook's, but that's work.
Outlook or Gmail.
Do you think no one uses personal Outlook? Is that not a thing?
I don't think so.
Don't
do you use personal Outlook?
I don't
Outlook?
Think anyone...
No, I don't use personal Outlook.
Yeah,
no.
do they? Yeah.
Personal Outlook.
Hey, if anyone has a personal Outlook, write us in at standardadish@gmail.com from your personal Outlook.
What
I want to hear
outlook?
About it.
Yeah, right.
Tell us your personal Outlook.
Give us your personal Outlook.
Yeah. I use Hotmail.
I like
Hotmail.
We also have an Instagram and a Twitter and everything's at Standard Edition. You can write in and support us. And Jackie has some things. Jackie, take it away.
Yeah. We got a message from Ryan on Instagram and he says, you guys, let me read it exactly. In your last podcast, I heard you guys still haven't utilized the hover bike. And he found the video, the TikTok on like how to properly assemble it. But it's two fans and a control stick.
A control rod.
And I tried it today and it's really great and I love it.
Okay. Wait, so that's all you need is you attach the stick to the fans that are pointing down.
Front and
that,
back, yeah.
No platform required.
But there's a slight angle, right?
No, you don't need it. Actually, I haven't watched the video. I just
So we're doing great. We're going to totally do this.
We're ready to hover bike.
Also, Ryan gave us two drinking rule suggestions for during recording and during gameplay.
Oh, nice.
So, drinking rule during the show. Every time Kaylee asks if it's going to be a spoiler or spoils something on accident.
Oh my god. That is a really good one.
We're gonna get wasted.
I'm trying. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to spoil anything.
I don't want to spoil anything.
But you get the sword from a dragon and he's in the northeast quadrant of the map.
Yeah. No. And then during gameplay, every time there's sexual oppression vibes, you drink.
Oh, that's like every NPC interaction.
I like these rules.
I unlocked a great fairy today, and she said, "I wish I had been released by someone bigger, but a slim little lad like you is just fine."
That's hitting too close to home for me.
There's one of them I went back to recently to like upgrade some stuff, and she was like, "I thought I recognized your scent," or something like that, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on right now?" Like,
those pheromones were giving them off.
Mm-hmm, I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Those sexy Link pheromones. Okay, those are amazing rules, and I have written them down.
Yay!
And now, let's go to the Zoras.
Yeah.
I think. Did we do all the things we normally do? Yeah, let's go to the Zoras.
Yeah,
I think so.
We're professional. We know, we know what we're doing.
It's covered our bases.
Someone say something.
There's goop everywhere.
Yeah, it was
sludge.
So goopy.
It's sludge, though, right?
Sludge. It's sludge, but it's goopy.
I thought it was muck, but in my mind, I kept thinking muck.
Well, there was one
know.
When you do the sky tower, the guy who's stuck in the mud sludge, it's called mired in muck.
Oh, and then they changed the name? Mm-hmm. They changed it like half it? Okay.
I guess there was no clever way to
say those two writers
say,
didn't talk, I guess.
Yeah.
Slurped in sludge? Like, how do you... Yeah.
Stuck in sludge?
Stuck in sludge. I want to SL, though.
This whole thing was real slog, you know what I'm saying?
Slogged in sludge. The art director's already solving our writing problems. It's like, you writers, nothing you do is hard.
Skyview. Yeah, the Skyview Towers. That's where we encounter the first time, right? As like sort of a obstacle and into the Skyview Tower.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we meet one of the Zora who is afflicted by the sludge. Mm-hmm. Muck. Yes.
And we throw water balloons at him.
You know, you finally get to use those. I don't know if you guys have been using them at all before this.
Nope.
I didn't know what to do. I mean, I like tested one or two and I was like, okay,
splash fruit.
They don't do anything, I guess. And
then
it was
like a fire choo-choo.
Oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah.
Yep.
Could do that.
Actually, good. I think I used a few in Goron Caves to create platforms to move around, right?
Oh, cool.
So I would throw it in the lava.
Oh, in the lava.
Create a platform and then use Ultra Hand and then rewind time to like ride the platform.
Mm-hmm. Hydrant, I guess.
Yeah. That
makes sense.
Yeah. Totally forgot about them until, and you know, you start seeing a lot of them around. Mm-hmm. The area, the little trees or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they grow one crop in this area, and it's water.
It's just water. A lot of choo-choos, I guess, too, which also similar.
Also, did you also realize that you throw the blue choo-choo gunk at it? It also works the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
That's
I got
smart.
A lot of those. Duh. Got a lot of those too. Not using them at all.
Yeah,
nope, don't
use choo-choos
them at all.
For some reason.
Yeah, so throw them if you got them. Because
I only use the blue choo-choos to make more ice choo-choo goop.
Oh,
primarily.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you drop a bunch of them together and then drop one of the ice choo-choo things and then hit it, it'll turn the rest of them into ice. Yes.
Oh, interesting.
That's cool.
Yes. Or into whatever other element you choose.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like I knew that you could do that if you like. Maybe killed a choo-choo with an elemental thing. Maybe that changes
it. That does that too. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
If you kill it with an elemental thing.
I've probably done that.
I wish that worked on all monsters. Because like, you know, if you need like electric keys and you're like, I cannot find any damn electric keys, I would you just take your standard keys and then throw some zaps at it and make it electric keys.
That'd be amazing if that actually happened. I mean, it's kind of funny that Juju's, I guess, work because it's like sort of transfer the properties of like the electricity kind of makes sense there, but then the fire doesn't really make sense. I don't know.
Not at all.
Yeah, you're right. Why don't they just do it for everything?
Why don't they just do it for everything?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I feel like choo-choos are there's something about them in my mind where like they're not in this game. Like there's something about them where they feel the most out of place in Zelda to me than any other like enemy element, monster, whatever. There's like, yeah, when they pop out of the ground, I think my first thought is always like, don't care, and I just run by it.
Yeah,
like just I don't want more choo-choo stuff. I don't want to fight you. You look goofy. I don't know what it is. I just have like this. It's like things from, is that a game called Dragon Quest where they always have the little slime monsters that you fight? But I feel like it's this weird, I don't know. There's just something about it in my head where I'm like, these creatures aren't in this game. I don't I don't use them. I don't play with them. I just like ignore them in this game.
Yeah. I usually let Tulin take care of them.
Yeah, yeah. He's just fucking stuff up, man.
Yeah, it's just gonna headshot
everyone. The best hero to acquire, I think.
I like him. Yeah.
So far.
Yeah. So far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
He does damage. I don't know what my Goron's doing except blocking the camera all the time. And then, like, getting in the way when I want to pick... Every time you want to pick up a rock,
you are
holding him like a ball, and you're like, oh my God. He's the only one, so far, from what we've collected, that I'm, like, constantly deactivating. Mm-hmm. Because also, every time you use a vehicle, I feel like his weight slows down the vehicle or throws off the airship, right?
So I'm
constantly
deactivating
him.
Obscures
your
field
of
view.
We talked about that with the...
Yeah.
That makes sense. He certainly weighs down the hovercraft, hover bike.
It seems. Yeah.
I don't have a battery for his fat ass.
Yeah, you're not going to use him that much. Yeah. And then on the ground, he's sort of, like the utility there is kind of funny. Like, at least Tulin can get you to places faster than when you're gliding and stuff. He's kind of just holds his sword up the entire time, just running around. I'm like, dude, bring it down.
If you're in like a grassy area where the grass will burn, you can shoot him in the direction you want to go, use that updraft, and then Tulin to like get some real fast.
That's
a lot of steps,
okay.
That's at least something. That's a lot. That's something though.
And you know what? I'm being too hard on him because in a few minutes here we're gonna get to actually the worst power, but we haven't gotten to it just yet. So we'll hold that thought.
I have a hard disagree here. I have the other two.
I haven't really
mind blown.
Yeah. Well,
I have a hard disagree on this one. I have the other two turned off all the time. I never have Tulin or the Goron on except as hand bait.
You don't fly through the air like a fucking angel with Tulin.
Oh, I use Tulin so much.
I do because and I have so much battery power now that I am just the tech goddess. I can just go wherever
just
I want to go.
You're using
so
Zone
anytime you
want to
fly somewhere, you build something.
I have
Kaylee
a lot of auto build favorites.
Wow.
Honestly, it's mostly rocket shielding. Like, if I want to fly somewhere, I'm just like rocket shield or spring shield or something like that. I'm always
Don't you still parachute then?
Yeah. But like, I'm
Tulin could push you after.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't really do much for me. I don't really get anywhere any faster.
I try to do as much Tulin as possible in the planning.
It's like the instant he recharges, I'm like, hey!
I'm like, come on, Tulin, come on. And not going to make it. I'm not going to make it, Tulin. Come on, Tulin. Yeah. And then, like, near miss.
Well, then you're balancing, like, sky suit for a second to, like, save your endurance for a minute to then pull out.
Yeah.
Just in time for Tulin. Tulin's recharged. Boom. Back to parachute. Yeah. Push me. Sky suit. Then my whole gameplay, I think 90% of the gameplay is me just go to Sky Tower, skydive Tulin, skydive Tulin, skydive Tulin, at the thing, pick it up, warp to new Sky Tower, skydive Tulin. Like, that's it. That's the game I'm playing.
I don't do that enough. I should use
I do that when I need to, but like for the most part, I don't like. There's a lot of vehicles. A lot of vehicles involved.
It feels so slow to me.
Yeah.
I like a car if the terrain is good.
Yeah, the terrain's always changing like so much in some of these areas. That's like sometimes I tried. Well, I got auto build finally, so that's I don't know, Billy, did you get it yet?
I did.
100 hours later.
Yeah, and it does make like a huge difference in like the building aspect of it. I still gotta like make the thing to like save it in the history to like make it, which is good, but also I'm just like, my imagination of like making things is not great either, so I have to remember to save things that are already made. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna save this for later. And then again, like my battery, I still have to work on my battery, which is also the downside so far. But I do get it. I get it now. It can be fun. And then maybe I do stop at the Koroks sometimes now.
Oh, you're helping the Koroks get together now?
Yeah, I do.
I gave up on the Koroks.
Yeah. You get two Korok seeds.
That's true.
That's the upside.
Oh, you get two.
Yeah, you get two. Okay. One from his friend. Because
they both give you one.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Have any of you like accidentally definitely killed a Korok?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got a whole collection of Korok torture videos.
Oh, I didn't. I like not on purpose, but like I was like trying to bring it up somewhere, and I was like, I'm close enough, so I just like ultra hand it off to like drop it where it needed to be.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I was too high and too far, and I didn't judge the distance right, so I just like dropped this guy off a cliff.
I've definitely
a very long way.
I've bailed on wings of Koroks before, and they just plummet to the ground. Oops. Sorry. Oops. I hate these things.
I think I coldly take the approach to Koroks as I do to, unfortunately, the homeless problem that we have in America, where many times I'm just don't look at them and keep my head down and keep moving. And they're like asking, they're like, I need help getting to my friend. And he's like got his bags and stuff with him. And I'm just like, nope. Don't look at him. He could be on drugs. That Korok could be on drugs, guys.
I mean, the Koroks are definitely on drugs.
I saw a Korok attack a guy, you know, so you got to be careful. You don't need to be just helping every Korok. You can't do it like that.
They're just going
to. We need a system for all these homeless Koroks, okay? We need like a system. We need the Deku Tree to do some policies.
Yeah, we need some social safety nets for the Koroks. I think there's some. Well, I know. There's the Hyrule's not a great state right now, so.
Yeah,
I imagine those welfare programs will help once they.
Yeah, our matriarchy disappeared. Plus, she's running around fucking everything up. We still don't know exactly what's going on with that.
She's a dragon.
She sent the sludge monster.
Kind of just dragging around.
She sent the sludge monster.
Yep.
Oh, which
thank you, Jackie, for getting us back.
Sorry. We were talking about
like, this Jackie.
Auto build and then
okay. Yeah. So let's go to. So you basically. The way you kind of end up doing this, right, is you unlock the tower and then you skydive into Zora's domain. Because you may have thought you were going to do it differently, but then you keep getting stuck in sludge everywhere and you're like, this is just a hassle.
Mm-hmm. So I took the long road.
Okay, Caitlin, tell us about the long road.
I also took the long road, but yeah, go ahead, Caitlin.
I took the long road because I wanted to look around and see what it was like. Because I remember doing that last time. And like we were talking about this, I think, on the last episode, where it's like, that was such a cool journey to do that the first time. Hmm. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And it was good. It wasn't nearly as dangerous as the Breath of the Wild. Much fewer enemies, more just like scrabbling over rocks and clearing sludge out of the way.
Mm. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you use a hydrant a lot for the
No, I mostly water ballooned it.
Oh,
but
wow.
But the hydrant would have been far more effective.
Well, I had a hydrant spear. Just like push broom and all the all the sludge.
I made all sorts of hydrant. Like thing, I think I use hydrant in all the ways that I tried to like. Obviously, ultra hand it was maybe like the easiest or more. And then like I did a shield hydrant because I was like, I don't really want it on my. I think I actually by accident fuse it to my master sword. So that was kind of dumb.
What was that like?
It's fine. It just turned. It kind of looks like a Zonai device, but it only comes out when. Like you actually swipe or attack.
It's kind
of funny. And then I guess it just goes away before your master sword does. Or maybe the master sword just ran out of energy. But yeah, and then I think I even picked it up at one point, walking around, just throwing it.
Boomboxing it, right?
Yeah, boomboxing it.
That's how I actually holding it with Ultra Hand is how I've been using the hydrants. Yeah, I just pick them up and then I'm like spinning them around and spraying stuff.
Then
down.
I tried to incorporate it in a vehicle, but like it didn't. I just couldn't make anything that made sense.
Like a fire truck?
Yeah, like I wanted to make a fire truck and like wheels because I just wanted to like walk. I just wanted it be like on something and like, no, I couldn't make anything that like worked. So
great.
I did it like hydrant seven ways basically, and Ultra Hand I think was the best way to do it.
Hmm. Cool.
So you guys eventually get to, Zora's domain, however you choose to do it. And then you get an opportunity to meet Prince Sidon's fiance, who has a cool hammerhead manta ray look going on. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys are familiar, but the internet was very upset because everybody is simping for Prince Sidon.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was really mad. Okay. And you guys taught me that word a few seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
See what I do?
Simping.
I learned.
Yeah.
Simping, yeah. Good job, Billy.
I know, Billy. I'm proud of myself. That's why I had to pause us and call it out, obviously.
Simping for Sidon.
Mm. And they're mad he has a fiance. That Nintendo gave him a fiance as if, like, what are you doing? I thought that him and Link kind of had a real bromance going on. And it's ridiculous.
They still do,
you did
I guess, yeah.
Thoughts?
Okay, so... I mean, like, that would be a weird love triangle with Mipha. I don't know that I could endorse that.
No,
that
Mipha's
shipping.
His sister.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, sister. No, yeah, and so, like, yeah, the weird love triangle, if there was Sidon, Link, Mipha, well, if Mipha, that's what Billy's saying.
Isn't Mipha just in the Ever After now?
Yeah.
Yes, but, like, that's still weird.
Wait, so yeah. Mipha and Link were a thing?
Mipha and Linkworth, you don't remember? She made the whole tunic that fits him just right.
Oh, yeah,
princesses
yeah, yeah.
only
yeah.
make for the ones they're going to yeah. marry.
Oh.
It was in Breath of the Wild.
But she becomes yeah. the sage in Breath right, of the right. Wild, so she's also kind of...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Gotcha. Right.
Which is actually like exactly what happened in Ocarina of Time. Oh. The Zora princess that you help, she totally has a thing for you. And uh-huh. the rock you get for her is often... given as the engagement ring, and it's like the last stone you need to open the door of time, and then she gives it to you, and it's like, oh, it's clearly an engagement ring.
Oh, okay.
And it's the way they write it out is that she also becomes the sage, so she is in this, you know, ethereal dimension that it's like, you know, they kind of yeah. excuse it in a way, like, okay, cool, so they kind of had a thing going on, but because we've basically killed her off camera and put her in this like untouchable zone, now she can just simp for Link over there forever, and we can like keep the story going.
I mean,
but it was just kind of interesting.
It's not unheard of for a unmarried sibling to acquire their sibling's widow or widower. You know,
that's happened before, I suppose. Yeah,
in old
Victorian England.
Yeah,
like in like Bridgerton.
Let's get well. Yeah,
Bridgerton times.
That's true.
Yes,
like in Bridgerton yes. season one.
Yeah.
Of course. Makes sense.
How could we forget? Okay, so then you have to essentially get a quest to clean a statue. So you get to throw water balloons on a statue,
yes.
which was
really
kind of fun.
I wanted to. Mm-hmm. Did you guys like the statue?
I like the statue.
It's Link and Sidon, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Link and
it's
Sidon.
It's such a weird statue.
Again, simping, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's riding Sidon, right?
I'm like,
sure is.
I mean, yeah. As soon as it's revealed, I was like, what am I looking at here?
And the fiance is like, ah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
you forgot that weird. Actually,
I feel like she would. She pays to watch.
Yeah. Well, I forgot that in Breath of the Wild, that's what you did with him. Like, you
yeah.
rode him
in the water. You guys got yeah. wet yeah. and rode yeah. him in the water.
Yep. I think she even says, like, your best friend. Like,
yeah. yeah.
Like, girl, more than you yeah. know.
There's a whole statue.
Yeah, Link's showing up. He's like, wait a minute. Did he not tell you about how close we really were? He just told you that we did a temple together, huh? Temple? Euphemism.
Yeah.
My body is a temple.
Divine beast is more of a euphemism.
Oh,
euphemism.
Oh, like, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep,
yes.
Yep, yep, yep. Totally.
Oh, raise
which
my
had
beast
a trunk.
Its
oh.
It did have a trunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And horns.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
There was an elephant.
Oh, my God.
Which was odd, I guess.
Yep. Yep.
Just water everywhere.
It just gets worse the more
water.
I think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a real wet quest.
Yep, yep, yep. So
I'm just going to speed us forward for 2 seconds.
Yeah, this is funny.
Because you do a little bit of, like, fetch questiness for 2 seconds where it's like, hey, yeah. so you go... find Sidon yeah. and you find Sidon and he's at the headwaters, which is just, I love like the lore of this land. And so the headwaters is really cool. And it's like it's the water
where
that's running down into the whole area, but there's a sludge coming down into it. So he's like, I'll just purify the headwaters, but mm-hmm. that's taking all his energy. So he like can't leave that spot.
Well, and like that area was also where you remember that in Breath of the Wild, that's where you had to go up the mountain and defeat that your first Lionel. Essentially, it's kind of
yeah.
the first one that you get put.
Ah, that
put
was
in
such
the
a cool oh. moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
yeah,
yeah.
And yep, so they've yep. taken that area and now turned it into Mipha's court, which none of that infrastructure was there before. And then the statue that is now was where you just cleaned off that other statue. The Mipha statue was there before. And so they've moved it to the top of the mountain.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So that, yeah.
Yeah. But you have to like go up there and kind of defeat and clear out those monsters in order to like let them have this area back, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, good lord.
You gentrified it.
Yeah.
Clear out the Koroks.
Everything's so pretty that the Zora makes.
All these,
no.
All these vagrant Koroks. Jeez.
I don't like it.
Maybe this is when we'll get canceled. Yeah. All right. let's see. So then what happens? Okay, so then he's kind of like, hey, I got this other dude across the lake there, and he's looking at some ruins. Mm-hmm. You go talk to him, and there's like a broken tablet.
Yeah, a lot of talking,
Yeah,
go find this guy.
You
go
pick
back
up the tablet and like stick it back in there so that he can read it.
I kind of wish that that was more of a literal puzzle instead of just one piece that is already oriented correctly. I wanted like a few pieces, you know.
Yeah. Kind of wanted to stay there a little bit longer for, or like learn more about the ruins, maybe. I don't know. There wasn't too much there.
I was hoping there was a little bit more to it, but it wasn't like bad, but it was very fetch questy instead. It was just pick up the one thing, stick it. It was very simple. But then you get a little bit of a puzzle, which was fun. It tells you to stand upon the land of the Skyfish and behold its lofty view. Among the floating rocks, you see a droplet waits for you. Of course, it all has to fucking rhyme. Through the droplet, shoot an arrow with the mark of the king. Do this task and you shall reveal a wondrous thing. See the watery bridge with your own eyes, that which connects the Zora to the people of the skies. So it's like, okay, cool. You're starting to piece some of this stuff together. But they do kind of immediately tell you like, hey, I think the king would know something about... Yeah, the king. I think the king...
We all grin at you.
I don't know. I don't know if I just... I think Sidon's just making me horny over here with talking about the statue. Anyway, the king would know something about the scale, the king's scale. You're like, oh, okay, we got to go find the king. Now, I'm going to hand it over to you guys in 2 seconds after I take you to people revealing like, oh, well, the king's not really in his throne room, but there's some kids playing there who think they know something, but they won't let me get close to them. Okay, someone take it away.
So you then get to creep on the children.
There's
a good way to put it.
You go.
Exactly what we did.
You go and hide. I hid like kind of behind.
There is an old guy like hanging out at the playground, right?
Yeah, and he's like,
I just can't get close enough to these kids. And you're like, I'll help you. It's like, this is a weird quest.
Yeah. It's so weird. And the kid reveals that it's like some kind of... Wait, hold on.
Did you accomplish it right away? It took me a minute to figure out like how the game wanted me to sneak up on them. I think I failed it like 6 times in a row.
I guessed that I should go like behind the main like centerpiece throughout the part.
Gotcha. I figured you had to go behind somewhere. I just didn't know like at what point, because you... Like, that's the throne, right? Like, the throne was, like, right there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think you just have to go a little bit further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tried a couple of the... I did, like, stupid stuff. I tried to ascend, and I, like, popped up right in between them at one point. And they're mister! It's, like, just my head sticking out of the ground. And I'm like, ah!
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, I put like, all the Sheikah stuff on, like, the stealth stuff, and I was like, oh, maybe this
will
help.
I ate a bunch of food that I wasted and tried to sneak up on them, and they're like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, okay, this is not what they wanted me to do.
Stranger danger.
Yep. All right, Jackie, so you do it intelligently, and then what happens?
So, there is a purified sanctum. Behind a waterfall, between here and Mipha's court. So then you just go and
try to find it. This is a good puzzle because I like when
it's actually pretty good.
I love when the game just says there's something in a kind of space like this and we won't put it on your map. That's my favorite.
Yeah, so I just paraglided in front of every waterfall and see which one had a cave behind it.
Yeah, because there's like 4 or 5 waterfalls there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wait a minute, which one is it?
Yeah, it was, I think like the clue too was that like it was, or maybe the sanctum. Was like pure, right? So like it wasn't full of the muck or the sludge. So I think coming off of those, there was like a main waterfall that didn't really have any, I think.
Gotcha. Or
maybe that's how I found it.
Mm. When you swim behind it, there's another waterfall inside.
Mm-hmm.
And the walls are really wet. And
yeah.
Likely yeah. the best way would be to get up the waterfall to get a piece of the Zora armor that lets you swim up waterfalls. And if you've been kind of talking to people, Sidon's fiance. Sorry, did anybody remember her name?
Yona.
So bad. Mm. Yona.
Yona. Yeah.
She kind of tells you, like, hey, I have a piece of the armor and I can fix it if you give me ancient arowanas.
Right.
A yes. fish. Right. This was probably my one cool thing this week. Like, I had found these fish. I want to hear where you guys found them, but I had found these fish in the sky a while back. I thought it was such a cool yeah. area, and oh, I just yeah. remembered it. So then I immediately like went back, caught a bunch, and came back and got the piece of armor.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you guys all find the one in the sky, or did you do this differently?
She also gave you a hint that at the top of Mipha's court, like underneath the statue, there are some that, or like somebody, I forget if it was her or if there was another NPC.
I think
that
someone
was,
else
like,
tells you that.
Someone else.
I forget, yeah. And I was like, oh,
new
it's
fish
probably
showed up or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, no one else knows about this fish. I had seen them before, but I had cooked and eaten all of them. So I was like, I need to find fish, and I can't remember which island they're on. And so I was like, okay, great. They're underneath the statue. And sure enough.
I think I remembered them from Tutorial Island, so I went back there to find them.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see them there.
Yeah. I did what Kaylee did, because I'd since already eaten them ancient fish.
Yeah. I had also eaten yum, them. Yum, yum. But I just remembered the layout in the sky of, like, two islands connected, obviously two pools of water, because one on each. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you guys found this island, right? So it's like the whole point of this island is someone is, it's like a ancient arowana farm. It's like a fish farm.
Oh, so interesting.
It's these two circle islands connected.
I don't know if I found this. Yeah. Or maybe I did. I don't remember.
You can drain
it.
The pools. So they have little levers you can lift up.
Oh,
you can attach
what?
Logs to them to hold them, drain the water. And then you just run through and pick up like 10 or 15 of these guys.
Is that the point of those things? I've been like, what is this trying?
Yeah. So like this little farming ground, basically.
I haven't been to that island, I don't think.
Yeah, that's cool. I wish I could better remember where it is, but the way I found it again, which I think is good enough, is once you kind of know the structure, so she said that, and I was like, I know I've been here once. Yeah, I just looked for that on the map. So I opened the map, and I looked for kind of like a connected eight that also has pools of water in each, and I was like, that's obviously the kind of fish farming ground. And then you go there, and you just mess around with lifting the levees, basically, and then you'll figure out how to drain it, and then you can run around and scoop everything up. But there's something about that being in the sky and that's its only point that felt really cool and isolated. And it gave me a little bit of, for some reason, Shadow of the Colossus vibe of like, there's just this kind of world that's moved on and these dead things. And I get to be alone for a minute. And, you just hear like wind in the sky and you're collecting these fish that no one's around to like raise or collect anymore, and you're just using them. I don't know, there's something kind of neat about it.
That's cool.
So did you guys all take the waterfall up? So that's what I did. So I get my piece of armor, and then I went back to swim up the waterfall. Is that how everyone did it, or did you get to the king differently?
Rocket shield.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have the rocket armor yet.
I think
the answer is always rocket shield.
Yeah, I think I already got the armor by then. Yeah.
Do you keep just going back to like a gumball machine to keep your stock of rockets high?
Yeah. Okay. Or like the in the depths, like all those little platforms where there's a bunch of stuff. There's usually at least two or three rockets at each one.
Yep.
But you can't keep those, right?
No, I attach them to my shield.
Oh, you put them on your shield for...
Oh, you go ahead and flip through a couple shields, attach them all, not necessarily use them all.
Oh, I was
going to
say, yeah,
and then
yeah,
hold
yeah.
some.
Oh. Yes.
For later use.
Yes.
Got it.
For later use.
That's a good idea. And it's non-destructive too, right? Those rockets just go away, and then you get to keep your shield.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Yep.
Actually, that's good, because
a good idea.
I've like never even broken a shield.
It's
like you just attach it to three.
I've broken a lot of shields.
Yeah, I've broken shields. I just don't kind of go through my shield inventory. It's probably the least amount of like Korok seeds dedicated to it. And I always like, you don't have enough room. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I just don't don't use them too often. Well, sorry, by me saying I haven't broken them, obviously what I mean there is like I don't use them.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way to not break them.
Yeah, that's fair. Your dodging game must be on point. Mine is not.
No, I don't know what I'm doing. I think I'm just taking hits and eating food.
You're just saying, I don't care, I'm running away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, I just have a melee weapon, that's all.
It's lots of I'm not going to fight that. And then the fun things to fight that are more large bosses, those aren't so hard to not get hit. Like the big golem-y things, they're usually slow, just like run through the legs and do different stuff like that. I do just get hit and I just eat.
And the shields aren't really useful against the big enemies anyway. Yeah, fair. So that's like, I always equip the two-handed stuff for that because it's more damage.
I think the only time I really use them, I mean, I use shields, but like with like the utility of it, like to do parries and stuff is really Lynels, but that's very once in a while.
I still found a Lynel.
What?
Yeah.
No, they're everywhere. I mean, not everywhere, but you know.
They're everywhere.
They're,
not for me.
They're right. Yeah, not for, you have to really look for them, I guess. Well. You'll find
So you rocket shield up to King Doroth?
Yeah.
Dolphin? Dolphin? That's King how I Dolphin? Read it. That's how I read it in my like head. Like Darfin.
Dolphlogren?
Darfin.
Yeah, okay. That guy. King DDD.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. King DDD. I loved this moment. So when you do the waterfall, I'm not sure how it exactly worked with the rocket shield, but they definitely, so because when you do the waterfall you like hang for a moment in the air and it gives you a really good they planned the scene really well for when you first see, and it gave me a FromSoft moment. He's like in this throne kind of hunched over, decrepit, like covered in ooze. It just felt like a darker tone for a minute, and you're like, boom, you've found this king who left his people. And he's just hiding somewhere, like, damaged from war. And that felt like a little FromSoft side story.
I get that.
And I was like, oh, this is a cool, like, setting, how they locked
him. I forgot that he was a whale.
Yes. Until we got up there.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, what's wrong with him? He's all swollen.
Oh, he's the only one, too, that's some kind of, like...
Yeah.
Porpoisey type, like they're all the rest of the world. I guess clearly,
do you remember? But yeah, that makes sense.
They're like shark head people.
Do you remember in SpongeBob, Mr. Krabs had that daughter Pearl, who was like a giant whale?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So that reminded me of.
Yeah, why is his son a hammerhead?
After his mother, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah,
fair enough. I guess it depends on
playing fast and loose with the sea creatures.
That's not how it works here.
That's not how this works.
Yeah, that's not.
Okay, they say something confusing that I want Kaylee to try to explain to me.
Okay.
So here's the Zelda logic of writing.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, so Zelda descended from the sky on a sludge monster, and we tried to attack it, but we got hurt. So we came and hid in here. And we can't go back out there to help our people because then they would know that Zelda brought the sludge monster. And we don't want them to know about that because it'd be like super disheartening if they knew about that Zelda kind of was the cause of this. And that's why we're kind of hiding out. To which I go, what? Why don't you just not tell them about the Zelda part? The two people who know are hiding together in the cave like no one else knows. It's not like you're wearing like a Zelda hit me shirt. Like what? You don't have to tell your people the truth. Come on, be a real leader. You
like a Z, like etched in his chest, like Zorro.
Yeah,
Zelda got me.
That's interesting. That's different than my understanding.
Yeah, tell me yours was probably my smarter. Yeah,
I don't
know. Really happened.
So my understanding is that the Zelda unleashing the monster and the king getting hurt were two separate events by two separate things. So like they say like. And I thought you saw other NPCs. Like, Sidon knows it was Zelda.
He did?
I think so. And so, like, I don't know. So it's like, Zelda unleashed the thing which caused the muck, which caused all the sludge stuff. Yep. But then my understanding is that King DDD got hurt after that, after going out to try to find the monster and hit a different monster, which then, after this, kind of attacks us, I think. I think the thing that we fight with Sidon at first. Like that, so it's not that the king didn't fight the thing you fight in the water temple. The king fights something else that is like a smaller sludge monster. Hmm. And they don't want he doesn't want the citizens to know that the king is injured, because that could cause, everybody's also already so despairing and low and like not full of hope.
So the king abandoning his post is better for the people.
Oh, they think he's still out on the hunt.
Right?
They think he's still out on the hunt. They don't realize that he's been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to recover before he goes back to them so he can still be...
Right.
Okay, I like it. Yeah. I dig it. Why didn't he tell his manservant to go get some water balloons to clean him up?
Yeah, I mean, that would have made a whole lot of sense, but...
Yeah.
It does seem like, because they do mention this as well in the city, is that... like it seems to affect the Zora in more than just like being on the surface. It like gets into their gills and stuff, makes them sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it might be more than just he needs to rinse off.
Mm. Did you guys try throwing water balloons on him?
I did not. Did you?
No.
Yeah, of course.
Did you?
Yeah, you didn't. It didn't react or anything.
Like, hey, quit it. Hey, quit it.
It's probably just like, oh, that's refreshing.
It'd be great. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Do it again.
No. Put a little dialogue
in my face this time.
Yeah.
Bad.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
See, this is all really just like an oil spill in the ocean kind of thing, you know?
It does seem like that.
Oh, yeah, I was going to get some Dawn. You know, a little commercial.
This is a Dawn sponsored quest. That's actually what, when we finally get to Sidon, the power he has is like Dawn.
Dawn bubbles.
Yeah. It's
Dawn
got, bubbles. Yeah.
Dawn bubbles. Yeah, I guess so. Okay, so he gives you scales so that you can go try to do this quest.
Because whales have scales.
Whales.
Oh, yeah.
Whales have scales.
Wait, is it a whale now? Okay. Yeah,
it's a whale. I thought we were playing fast and loose.
Yeah, it's got scales.
Yeah, he should give you hairs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Here's a hair.
How about some barnacles?
Because I'm a mammal. Yeah, here's a little hair.
Here's a couple of barnacles. Come back whenever you need more.
You take the king's barnacle and you need to go find this fish shaped island, which I assume you guys found right away.
Right away.
Yeah. Surprisingly.
It was right there.
It was right there, which I was kind of like.
It's funny that they're at it. Yeah, it's on the. So I was like, this will be fun, but it's also like.
I didn't even look at the
map. It's literally where Sidon's basically at it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're hanging out. You didn't wonder what this was, dude? You're sitting right here.
I just wanted to go up a waterfall, and that's how I found it.
Did you find the teardrop right away?
No.
Me either.
Nope. It took me a minute, but I ran around I was like, this must be these floating things. And I was just like running around to like, I kind of guessed the game of it.
To like line them up.
Line them up. Because it reminded me of God of War. Like some of those, when you had to line up the rooms.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's this thing. Yeah, and we're doing this. And,
yep.
Yeah.
I did not put that together as quickly.
No.
Someone else give me the long burn. Alan, how was it for you?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For me, I got there, like I said, I proceeded to, OCD hydrant the entire place.
Wow. I thought that was going to be important to reveal something. Yep. It did not.
A la Luigi, who just went in with my hydrant. I don't know. I think I realized I was in the island that I was supposed to be in because I finally opened my map and I was like, hey, that kind of looked like a fish. Oh, man. Oh,
God. You didn't even know you were there. Fish.
It's all happenstance, like how I have it. Like, I was like, oh, I'm totally like on the quest. Easy. This should be a
Wait, what did you think you were doing? Were you just doing maintenance?
Exploring. No, I was just exploring. I saw a waterfall. I was like, ooh, waterfall, gonna go up that. And then I got there and I was like, oh, this is kind of strange.
No, I gotta clean this place up.
There's no treasure here. There's nothing. And then, when I opened the map, I saw
Alan.
So then I proceeded to I was like, okay, so this is the place. And then at first, the teardrop thing kind of threw me for a bit. And I don't know if it threw you guys, but I thought it might be connected to one of the the Zelda, you know, the geoglyphs, because it's a teardrop, and I was like, is that it? I don't know, because it was like, look from you know, the great vantage point or whatever. Yeah. I was like,
right.
Oh, so I'm looking around, I'm like, I don't see any geoglyphs around here. And then I kept reading it again, and I was like, oh, so it's got to be one of the floating rocks. So when I say floating rocks, I was like, okay. And then I proceeded to go on all the floating rocks. I was looking at ones that like kind of look like teardrops. I'm like, this kind of looks like a this one kind of looks like a teardrop. Let me just shoot this arrow, waste all my arrows. And then I was like, I think I'm looking at it from the wrong perspective. And I got to the top, looked, and of course, a beautiful teardrop, green teardrop formed by looking to the left.
And looking to the left.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way it worked. And then I was like, okay, and I shot the arrow, and then that's how you figure it all out.
Is that about the same for you, Jackie? Or what, any differences there?
Well, the difference for me was that I kind of went up there twice in a row. So I like went up there and kind of just looked around and couldn't make any of the rocks line up into a teardrop, and I got really frustrated. And whatever the first time was that I went up there, I didn't use, there was like a balloon on the cliffside, or something. Yeah, yeah. Maybe a wing, yeah. But
yeah, I think it's a balloon.
The first time I went up, I kind of went like not from the main entrance. And then the second time, I just did it straight, like with all the hand holding and whatever, and it was way easier to find that way.
Yeah. So do you mean you took the waterfall the second time?
I guess.
Like you swam up its waterfall and that's what you did?
Mm.
Maybe.
Mm. So I did a lot of overthinking on this one too. So first of all, I did How I Get Everywhere. So I went to the nearby tower, shot through the sky, and approached it that way and landed on it. So I didn't take
that
the waterfall.
That might have been
just
how I got there, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So I did that, just landed on it. Mm-hmm. I was looking at all the rocks. I did a lot of what Alan said. Like, first I was like, maybe if I clear all the sludge, it will kind of reveal the place to stand. Right, I was like, maybe there's an obvious spot to stand on it. And that didn't really seem to work, but I screwed around with it for a while. So, like, because there are different, like, symbols written on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, like, stood on each one. And it didn't seem to do anything. And I was like, okay, that's not it. And then I like kept reading the thing. And I was like, oh, wait, fuck. It's talking about the floating rocks. Okay, duh. Mm. And then I was paying attention to each individual rock. Mm-hmm. So I was like, which rock has a teardrop on it? Yeah, I was like really focused on looking for a teardrop. And then I thought, oh, no, it's a teardrop near the rock. So then I was looking for not a rock, but one that's actually not really a rock, but is a teardrop. And then that wasn't the thing. And this was all like actually three different trips, because I would get bored and be like, all right, I'm just like over this. I go do other stuff for a little bit, come back, and all the sludge would be back. So I would clear the sludge.
Oh,
again.
Oh my God.
And come back. Then I would look around. And I think when I never thought, oh, it's a lineup perspective puzzle. I just got lucky one time looking around for like the fourth time and it lined up and I was like, oh my God, that's it. And then I shot it.
Hmm. So positive experience. You liked it.
I thought it was the hardest puzzle for sure.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna say,
generally liked it. I got a little frustrated in the middle, just that frustration you get when you can't figure something out and it's getting a little boring. Like it started to hit a like... There wasn't a lot to do with it, right?
No,
all you could do was kind of like keep walking around a tiny island. It wasn't like there's things to mess with and experiment. It was just like, I don't know. I'm just like, what am I doing? And then you would get bored and just like take off for a while. But finding it, having not looked it up, felt satisfying. Mm-hmm, where it was like, I guess I didn't do anything intelligent, but it still felt kind of fun to discover it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because it's just like it was just happenstance that I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And that unlocks another waterfall, right?
No, it like you fire the arrow through the teardrop and it shoots up a beam of green light out of the reservoir.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
and then you go talk to Sidon again. It's like he's getting yelled at by his fiance to like be
classic.
Himself.
He's so now he's really ready to go on an adventure.
Yeah,
he's
like yelled at in like a supportive way.
Yeah, okay, so like, I'm gonna go with my boy Link.
Right,
and you gotta fight a thing to basically learn what Sidon's power is.
Oh yeah, yeah. The
Which, what was that thing again? It was a sludge monster.
Sludge-like?
It was like one of those...
Oh, yeah. Sludge-like-like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm. That was the most phallic of all of them.
It's pretty phallic.
Yeah.
And you got to throw... You got to spit on it.
Ugh. Oh, God.
You got to throw Sidon's water on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's kind of spitting on you.
Yeah.
But it's spitting on you and you're throwing, you're cleaning it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never want to let your phallic symbol get that dirty, so you had to clean it. So that was the quest.
Yep. Yep. And then you just kill it like a normal. Like
every phallic
symbol. Yeah, you kill, and then you kill it. Yes. But what you've really discovered here is Sidon's power. So let's talk about it for a minute. You use it, you come to use it a little bit more, but you've just discovered it. He surrounds you in a bubble, which could probably be protective against
shield.
Fire and such. Yeah, and then you can also sling it, so that if you use your sword, you throw the bubble.
Yeah,
yes.
Kaylee, walk us through the perspective of this being awesome.
Okay, so I've actually started to... So, as I mentioned, I have the other two turned off all the time. I never use them.
So confusing to me.
Sidon I've started to use because that shield works on everything. That shield will reflect, like, any attack. So it's basically like getting a free hit. And then, like, that
does
slash,
it blow up when you get hit? Or does it just, like, take a certain amount of damage? Or how does that work?
I think it does go away.
On any hit? Like, not a damage amount, but, like, any hit any will hit. Take it away.
I haven't done that much testing to know that, but like I got sure hit by.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's any hit.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. I got hit by like a silver bokoblin and it went away. So, but like that's a decent heavy hitter.
Hmm.
So, but I was like, hey, I didn't get like half my hearts taken away.
Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah,
and then it is a ranged melee, which is nice because then you're just like doing it in the moment instead of like having to pull out the bow and back up a little bit and aim. So. True. From my perspective, I'm like, this is super useful because it's a shield and an attack, which is cool.
So you find it tricky to get him to put it on you? Like the way you have to like find him, talk to him in the kind of middle of a fight?
I'm trying to use it like opportunistically. So as he's close enough, just triggering it. Because that's the kind of the thing with all of them is that they are never where you want them to be.
When you
want them to be there. And so it's like, all right, you guys. And he actually does a decent amount of damage himself. Which is cool. And like, I appreciate that he actually attacks. He really helped with one enemy that I was working on. I forget what it was. Another silver something. It was a silver, Lysophos.
Whoa.
And so Whoa. Like,
I call those Lysalphos.
Oh, okay. Whatever like they are.
I guess I'm trying to pronounce lizard more.
Oh, Lysalphos.
But they have got that cool scythe thing. And I'm like, I want those.
Yeah.
And so like he's actually like doing some decent damage on that, like, you know, with his spear and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool. Okay, dude. Cool, like we can. That. Yeah. Also, you know, it's Sidon. You got to have Sidon around.
Why
does he carry a whistle?
You know why. That's
why?
For other activities.
Is he a lifeguard? He carries a whistle?
Yeah.
He does have a whistle, yeah. On his like frock.
On his ruffles.
Little, fish
that's not,
frock.
That's not for things they do in the daytime, Jackie.
So incongruous.
Did he have a whistle?
I like the lifeguard eye.
Yeah. Did he have a whistle? Dumb. Breath of the Wild? I'm trying to remember. Yeah.
I don't remember. Someone can tell us that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't understand the whistle, but I did notice it this time.
Do you guys use his power at all? Now, one thing you mentioned, Kaylee, did make me think, gee, I wonder if he were the only one I had turned on in a fight, if it would be a lot easier to get his shield from him as a result, and then maybe I would use it more. When they are all turned on in a fight,
so confusing.
You it's bump chaos. Into the Goron, I feel like, most often, and that's not what you want, and then you just kind of start ignoring them and let them like do their attacks.
I just noticed that the Goron guy uses a backhand with his hair. It's so just
does he?
That's brutal. Just
I haven't seen this.
I always feel like he gets smacked back and then like he just gets up and just holds his his like hammer up and just gets back there and then it all happens again. I'm like, just land a blow, man. Come on.
Yeah, he's very slow.
Yeah.
He's most useful as bait for the hands.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's primarily what I turn him into, Lanon, or just like bait for the hands.
But do you guys use Sidon's power much? Do you find you liked it, used it, anything?
I haven't really used it that much. Yeah,
I haven't had it that long. So
yeah, me either. Yeah, yeah. I did the Water Temple, and that was kind of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious if we had done things in a different order, if I would have like loved it when we got to Gorons. If we're like, oh my god, so useful! I can like throw it on when we're in the cave for a minute, grab some stuff. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Smart.
Yeah. Oh.
Probably could have thrown it to make platforms as well, and then use those instead of throwing fruit. So there might have been like all these really cool environmental things I did with it. For the Zora area itself, I just wasn't doing much with it yet. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, whatever. Maybe in the desert it'll be kind of cool as well.
Maybe the cooling aspect I hadn't thought about, but that probably will be very cool.
Yeah,
and
I was
then especially.
Say, yeah.
So especially the thing that I found with it, especially if you find the Zora weapons. So the Zora weapons have a unique ability where they get stronger if the wielder is wet.
Yeah.
And, I love that. And so if they're like, wet, they're strong. That's so cool. Okay.
That is cool. That is cool.
It's so cool. And so like if you surround yourself in Sidon's bubble, that counts.
Wow. So there's a buff there. Awesome. That's cool. Yeah.
Yes.
That is smart.
Yeah.
And how long does that last? Like if the bubble bursts, you still stay wet for a little bit, right?
Just for a few seconds, I think, because then you dry off. Like just as if you were to jump into a river and then get out. Like I think it speeds up that process. But like yes, it does.
All the
Zora
weapons in this area though are awesome to use because it's always like drizzling on you, or you're running through puddles, or you know, like you're basically just wet the whole time. And
yeah,
so all the swords are doing more damage. Oh, really cool. Love.
And if Sidon's around, you stay wet, I guess.
I guess we're now understanding how much Nintendo really leaned into, like, what does Sidon do for most of our fans? Get them wet. There you go.
There you go.
That's what it does.
Oh my god.
Sidon, get me wet. Sidon, get me wet. That should be what the button is hitting when you talk to him.
Not let's
instead
go.
Of, instead
just
of
a little smile with like the twinkle.
Yeah, instead of let's go, it's get me wet.
Yeah.
Click. So that's a mod someone should put out there.
Uh-huh.
So then what happens? Then you guys go to the sky, which...
No,
we gotta go... yeah, it's counterintuitive because you think it opened a waterfall
there was that
to go up,
section.
And then you go down into...
I thought that was so cool, though.
It was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
like,
been so much time out there.
He
yeah.
creates the whirlpool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you dive in into
so the
waterworks. Yep. Yeah. Waterworks.
Alan, what happens there?
So I feel like I did this pretty quickly, and maybe there was other stuff in there to do, but you basically just kind of get there and you kind of open up these clogged up water pipes, and then that raises the water up. I don't know if I missed the last one. I did it. So basically you kind of start platforming all the way to the top of this control hand system where you have to put your hand up, and that activates the water. I guess like this beam of light comes up and hits the sky, and then water comes down. But yeah, I don't know how you guys get onto the final platform, because I used a rocket to do it. Yeah. Okay. I thought I missed like a water like pipe to raise water higher, but
wait, what?
I can't remember any of that being a problem. I wonder if I found another pipe and got through that way.
Oh yeah, I used a rocket to. Rocket a la shield to get above and then drop onto that final
I ascended. So there was a pipe you could run in and ascend up to the clog.
Oh,
is that what you're talking about? And then that way I
to where
open
the terminal
that pipe
is where you put
yeah where the terminal is yeah yeah
hmm. So like this confirmed the thing that I thought is like I thought I had missed one because I got one at the bottom and then like I climbed up to another one and wandered through like a maze of tunnels, happened upon another clog. Oh, it ascended up through a thing, but busted down that clog. And then it raised all the way up to the level of the platform in the middle. So I could just swim
there.
Oh,
no, I must have missed one. I must have missed one. I don't think I went through any tunnels. I didn't do any tunnels. I was just like, all right, I did two. I found the bubble frog.
And I was like, I missed the bubble frog.
I was like, this is a dead end bubble frog. And I'm like, I thought this was like another pipe, clog pipe, but it wasn't. And then I was like, well, I gotta get there. So rocket.
So I missed, I think, the second one, and you missed the third one.
Okay. Well, it still worked.
Still worked. And apparently only the third one is necessary because it filled it all the way up to the top to me, like to be able to swim into the thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
But probably the other ones, probably the first one would probably let you get into the second one, and the second one probably lets you get into the third one.
Yeah, that's kind of how I started. Yeah, right. I think I just missed the pipe. But then it opens up a waterfall outside. You basically leave that area and you catch up with Sidon, and then you go up into the Sky Islands.
Ride the waterfall up, which I think is one of the coolest mechanics. And I love that there are floating islands with waterfalls. It's so much fun to like ride those up, pop up, and hang for a second.
Plus the gravity. The gravity.
Yeah. And the gravity's lower, which is awesome.
Yeah, it was actually, I liked it. I appreciate it this time. I know I kind of hated on it in the maze a while back, but I actually liked it in this time.
Well, it's fun with the bubble edition. I think the bubbles plus lower gravity was really fun.
Yeah, what were you going to say, Kaylee?
I was going to say there's been a fun gameplay tweak that they made to that Ascend Waterfall ability between Breath of the Wild and this one. So in Breath of the Wild, you had to press A in order to make it happen.
Uh-huh.
And this one, I've noticed that if you just paraglide right into it, it'll do it automatically.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's brilliant.
I wasn't sure if that was different or not, because I was like, do you used to have to do that? I don't remember. Yeah.
But if you're like swimming in the water, you do have to press A.
Then you click it.
Yes.
Yeah, initiate it. But yeah, now it's just like...
Yeah, I love that.
Adding into, that was fun.
It was super fun.
It's great for some of what you end up doing here when you hit the puzzles that have like a bunch of isolated waterfalls and you're using them to get higher, and kind of like you float into one and it immediately shoots you up, and then you kind of like just paraglide into another one and it shoots you up. That mechanic was, I think that this was my most fun get to the temple section, if you will.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
It was all the fun of like the first one for me. Plus, I was doing it on my own because Sidon kind of goes ahead. And so like you're not really involved with him. So it's like really just on your own wits.
You're right.
I did this wrong.
Okay. Break it down, Jackie.
How'd you do it? I didn't use all the little waterfalls. I didn't go around. I tried to go like straight to it. And there's like a big, big gap.
So there's like one platform, and they give you... I think they give you one device, and then there's another thing way up top, and you can't, I don't think a rocket will get you all the way there or something, but I wasted like a lot of Zonite devices trying to get up.
Oh, really?
And I saw the waterfalls all the way over there, and I was like, that must be for some part later. That's not what I need right now.
That's for the boss fight.
I mean, I got there with some monstrosity of devices. But love it.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice there are some maps hidden in this area?
I think I got one, yeah.
Yeah, I got a bunch of old maps.
Two give you X's.
I found two. I found two, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, nice.
I found one and it said I'd already found the thing.
It will tell you.
Oh, it tells will. You.
It,
yeah.
It tells you.
That's kind of nice.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I have a ton of X's. I'm like, nowhere near any light I've seen. Yeah. Oh, no.
I've only left one down there.
Heartbreaking.
Oh, speaking of, for those like Kaylee, you found a lot more of them so far, probably. I've done a decent amount. From what you can tell, do the tunic will we only find tunics from past games, or will we ever get the tops and the bottoms? Oh, those we can get those too. Okay, so I just have randomly, for whatever reason, I've only got tunics, and I have like only been five of them. And so I started getting worried that I wouldn't get the other pieces.
Yeah.
No, they have all the headpieces and the legs.
Oh, okay, good. I need to find those.
Everything has to be down there. Yeah.
They're at the X's.
Yeah, you gotta get to
all my X's have been chests. Chest pieces have been. Maybe it's trying to tell me something about what I focus on.
Wait, but chests with armor in them.
Yeah,
no. Sorry, armor. Chest piece. I've only gotten chest piece armor from. I've collected about six maps.
Oh, chest piece. Yeah.
And tunic, every map has piece. Only given me chest piece armor, so I've just been starting to get worried. I'm like, is it just that?
Yeah,
okay, it's not good.
Yeah, I still need the.
Haven't found a full set.
Need the glow. I need the glow hat. I think I have
that. I have still not found the glow hat.
I haven't found glow anything.
I have the pants and the, but no glow hat.
Yeah, I think I only have the pants.
Okay, good to know. Is this, you guys finding this stuff from more maps or just exploring depths on your own?
I think.
A bit of both.
Probably both, yeah. Maybe, I don't know, are all of those connected to maps, you think? Or are some of those just like, you go in there and you find them?
I would bet that you can find a map for all of them because I don't think the game would want you to miss out on them. Mm-hmm. But what I've noticed, the pattern that I've noticed is that every as Jackie has called out before, so the surface map is like the inverse of the mm-hmm. depth map, right? So mm-hmm. every mountain or hill is a depression. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the depressions in the depths have a mine in them.
Yeah.
So every city has one. But a lot of the other ones, a lot of the mountains have one as well. And that's like all of the, everywhere where there's a mine, there's a chest that contains some kind of decent loot.
Oh,
whether it's
really?
Armor okay. piece. Yeah.
Wait. So describe where it is with the mines, because I'm not sure that I've seen. So what I've found normally with the mines are the kind where the Zonites give you an auto build. Is that what you're talking about, or is that different?
So auto build is just, it's like a big one, right? It seems like the major cities all have a major underground feature underneath them all.
And that's usually an auto build, right? Location where like a little dude location. Will give you like a
yes.
thing. That's
where,
what I've found.
Where there's a Zonite forge and things like that.
Yep. Yep.
Those
right,
I've also
right.
noticed in other spots, I think. But yeah. there's
you
little like outposts.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's not, I don't look for chests
smaller
at those,
ones. Okay.
But there's other ones to find.
There's mm-hmm. other ones to find that are like smaller mines that are like, yeah, they're just a few like rubble pieces. And then there's like one little building that has a chest in it. And that's usually where these things are.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool.
I'll look for more of that. Yeah.
I only have two so far. I think I have one trouser and one tunic from different games.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love the nostalgia gear. I want more of it. So that's what I'm going to do right after this. Mm-hmm. Hey, anything else about your way up? One really fun thing I noticed about the bubbles, which I guess makes sense,
bubbles, yeah.
is that I shot some arrows into them and they just hung out until the bubble popped, and then I could pick my arrows back up. And I was like, that is so fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute.
Put stuff in them.
That's nice of them to hold on to your arrows.
Yeah. It's totally pointless, but when you're in another situation like that, like shoot a few arrows into it and just watch them hang mm-hmm. and then ride mm-hmm. a different bubble up and then like collect your arrows at the top.
<That's> awesome.
No reason to do it. It was just like cool that they built it.
Yeah.
I liked the bubbles a lot. They were
Me
so
too.
Cute.
Yeah.
And I like how when he surfaces, he goes... Like
yeah.
Oh, yeah. At first I thought you could like control them like kind of swimming in them, but I think they just kind of go on their own
like
trajectory.
A hamster ball.
Yeah, I was like, is it like a water kind of like vehicle kind of thing?
Did you fall out of bubbles that way?
No, I definitely jumped them out of, you know, but there was some bubble. I definitely used bubbles that are like more elevator like for the most part. There was a couple where I think I had to like reverse them to like make them work.
Yep.
And then there was ones that were like, this is too much Tulin, my man, let's go, and then just like brute forced it and like climbed my way up. So the bubbles are good up to the point, but yeah, I enjoyed the new mechanic. I thought that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked navigating this area. And then I'm sad that you missed our the like spot on the side, Jackie, where you ride all the waterfalls up. That was really fun.
Yeah.
I might just go really and cool. do it again.
You should. It because just, now all the waterfall islands are open and you can ride all kinds
right.
of
and I'm
of
sure
different
there's like
islands.
Loot kind of around on them.
Yeah, you gotta get the loot.
I have my
so
I
true.
Have do you guys have Sensor Plus activated?
Yes.
Sensor no, Plus.
I haven't gone back to that.
I don't know if
I
got
have mine,
Sensor Plus yet.
I might. Have mine on Treasure Chest.
Ooh.
That's
oh,
smart.
You can do that? Oh,
yeah.
I didn't
that's
do that.
Smart. Sensor Plus can track
that's
anything
what I
that
need
you take
to get the gear.
Oh, so you have to take a picture of it first, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Can I take
and
then,
I have Dazzle Fruit online.
Nice.
Oh.
Why do you want to find Dazzle Fruit?
Because it kills the stall stuff in one hit.
Oh, right. We talk about this like every episode.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like the
so
most
Dazzle
useful
fruit,
thing.
Yeah.
I
Dazzle
hate fighting those skellies.
Yeah.
I actually just do a hyper potion, or what do they call them? Speed potion. And I just run from them. I do a lot of that. I don't know if you guys use that.
I don't
much
really
yet.
Use
we talked
to,
about it a little bit. Man, it's so good. To... You're totally holding on to like the lizards and frogs because you just randomly collect them, right? You really only need to throw one in at a time and you could get a whole bunch of those potions.
That makes
and
sense.
And then just every once in a while when you're kind of doing stuff, you just down one and you're just like fucking speeding around. It's so good.
That's great. Okay.
Okay. So you get up and then finally you take a waterfall and you... Whoosh, shoot up into the sky and it's like the water temple, which was a cool reveal.
It was.
And
yeah.
Then
yeah.
You, what do you do? Then what do you do?
You kind of see immediately like that there's five things.
What? That's so what?
I know.
Are there going to be five locks?
That's right.
One of them's already undone, which is a little bit interesting. I think it's the first time that one of them's already been done for us. And there's like, it's like, there's like a pile of goop and you do the thing and it dumps the water onto the goop and Sidon's like, we did it. And then it all goops back up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's not enough. We'll have to do all five.
All five at once.
But they're faucets.
They're faucets. They're like, it kind of reminded me of like a toddler just like running around a house and turning on all the faucets.
Yeah.
Or something. It was just so funny. Yeah, it was kind of like a bit of a ridiculous like, oh, these are just big faucets. That's where all the water comes from. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh yeah, yeah. That's
Did you have a favorite
device.
I liked the one where I had to move one of the balls into a bubble.
Yeah.
In order to transport it.
That was good. Yeah, that's the first one I did, and I got stuck on that whole puzzle, because I didn't realize that I hadn't used Sidon's like ability at all, and I kind of forgot that that's kind of like the main thing in like the temples, like Tulin, you had to use his wind power to like do the things. I like got to the first water wheel and was like, how do I make you work? And that was the most frustrating because that's the one you had to like. It was like a timer, right? Mm-hmm. And then. I had to look it up. I felt so bad. I was like, wait a minute. I used a hydrant and a hover thing. I was like, I gotta put a hydrant here to like make the water wheel go. Yeah. And then I was like, oh my God, it's the Sidon power. That's all
I kind of did what you did too, Alan. Okay. The game sort of encourages us to overthink it only because the game systems are so good and deep that we actually thought physics worked, right? So first I blew air on it, then I threw water on it, then I tried a hydrant, and I was like, what is happening? And I just forgot we picked up this dude and that it's obviously like, because it's so rare that the game doesn't use its physics and then instead tells you to do a gamey thing. And this is one of those few moments where it's like, no, you got to use the guy, remember? And it's like, oh, fuck, I thought, why can't I throw a water balloon at it? Like, I don't know.
There was a bunch of hover stones there, too. So I was like, they're just hanging out, like, for no reason, apparently, in that puzzle. Or maybe you could have used them some way.
Is that
the
one with the fire fence thing that you're talking
about? Yes. That one was cool, too. I used the stones to block
I couldn't
block
get Sidon to come through the fire gate, even though I blocked it off.
You have to do it enough. You have to do it, like, there's, like, a height thing. He's so tall.
Oh, is he really?
Oh, he's so tall. Oh,
He's
just so tall.
I had to go outside again to grab him.
I did
that, too, Alan. I went outside.
I was like, why isn't this fucking guy coming in here and spawning in? Like, what the hell? I'm already done. My battery's dying. Come on.
Hurry up.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
I had that same thing happen.
My favorite one was the spinny one.
Yeah.
Where you had to make it slow-mo and then shoot.
Yeah.
That was great.
Which I totally forgot slow-mo was a thing for like 10 arrows. And then I was like, oh yeah, I can hang in the air.
Yeah.
That was a cool one. I like that too.
That was a good one.
This is probably my favorite temple. I don't know about you guys. Just because it seems like there was every little puzzle had. It didn't tell you. It was the only one that didn't tell you had to use the dude's power. Which I thought was like, okay, cool. Like, either we should have figured this out or we should already be familiar with it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. But then, like, I do think all of the unlocks just had a little bit more of a tweak to them. Like, there was a little bit puzzly or a little bit, like, remember you have this skill or remember you can do this. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I felt like they were all a little bit more engaging than the other ones have been.
I think I just completely agree. Across the board, it was my favorite journey to the temple and then temple itself. There were a few things about the temple that I was surprised. Like, I feel like the bubbles didn't play as much of a role anymore, which surprised me. And like, a few little things that I was like, that's kind of lame. And then actually when we get to it, I thought it was the worst boss, but I'm really curious to see if I just misunderstood the boss and didn't play it right.
I think same. Yeah, I loved getting there. I thought the temple itself was pretty fun and engaging and different, but I think the boss was interesting and I can't wait.
I didn't hate the boss. It was fine.
You didn't hate it? Yeah
It's an okay boss.
Tell us about the boss.
Let's go to it.
So it's this goofy as fuck like Octorok
Muktorok.
And so it shields itself in muck that it shapes into like a big shark, and it's zooming around and attacking you as a shark, and so you have to get Sidon's water to hit it to make it vulnerable.
Or other water.
The waters.
I just found that to be the easiest one to use somehow. Because it has a range, right? It's like a whole spread of water.
Does it go really far, though?
It's wide.
It's wide. It's more like a shotgun spread, though, right?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong?
Okay. It doesn't go super far, but it's beyond the range of, like, your melee weapons. Sword. Yeah.
I'm going to hold on what I did because I feel like I just straight up played this wrong. So I really want to hear. I couldn't wait to hear how other people played this. I did love the look of the shark.
Yeah, it was fun.
The like little muddy shark dude. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's super cool. As the fight evolved, I was like, what is happening? So Jackie, what else happens in this fight and how'd you do it?
You know, you clear his muck off of him and you slap him around a bit and then he goes and does it again. And
yeah,
the second stage, I think he starts like spewing a whole lot more of it.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's hard to get around. You have to like either clear yourself a path, which he will immediately resoil, or like just kind of like
resoil
zigzag around between the clear, you know, channels of clean floor. I cleaned the floor.
How?
Oh, you cleaned the floor. Yeah.
I think I used Sidon.
Just grab him, throw a bubble, wait for him to recharge, throw a bubble. Yeah. And when, so in the second stage, when he's doing that, the floor is much muddier and you clear him out of the shark and the little squid guy is there. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh my God. Sidon is like, oh my God, he can swim in the mud now. So he's like way harder to get and he's swimming in the mud. So what'd you do about that?
Yeah.
How'd you get hits on him?
Give him less mud, but then I wasn't like trying to shoot him or anything. I went up and meleeed him.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, how'd you guys do it? Any other different takes? Did you do exactly the same thing or?
Pretty close. I didn't focus too much on cleaning up the mud in the second phase. I just threw water balloons at what I needed to get out of my way, and then just went up and slapped him around.
Huh. Okay, Alan, what about you? I did a completely different thing.
I was going to say, I think I tried to use Sidon's power like in the beginning, and then I was like, he's never there when I need him. So like I did use like arrows a lot from like the range stuff for like attached, you know, fused whatever water thing I needed. What was nice about the gravity is that you can go into slow motion just by jumping kind of.
Right.
Yep.
So that was super helpful, especially when he got to the second stage. I think I did throw some stuff at some point, like very close to him, so that I can kind of just melee him. But that was basically it. It wasn't. I thought about maybe whipping out of Hydrant, but I'm like, that's gonna be too long. I'm just not gonna do that.
I think I did try to like jump in the air to get the slow-mo to shoot him, but he was still really hard to track when he's zooming around. In the mud.
That's what I'm curious about is how you did it without that. So here's what I did, which is, it sounds like Alan and I probably played it the same, actually, except that I followed through on the hydrant. So I think first stage I just did the obvious. Sidon bubble, he's really easy to hit as the shark. Hit him, whap him a couple times. Second phase comes really quick, but to me, second phase was like pretty hard, and it was like, you need to rethink it because Sidon's not going to work.
Mm.
He was either not around or his recharge was too slow.
Yeah.
The mud builds up too fast. I thought it was telling me like, that's not going to work, and I couldn't get it to work at all. And I was like, all right, so forget that. So I pulled out a hydrant, ultra-handed it, and I'm like spraying shit as fast as possible, and he's just rebuilding it immediately. And I would, so that's what confused me. Jackie, when you're like, and I just focused on clearing, I'm like, geez, how? Like, I felt like I was clearing as fast as possible, and I couldn't really clear
a little bit. It wasn't my main focus. I was getting so frustrated with the mud, and I was like, get the fuck out of here.
It was annoying. It was super annoying.
I was having that, and I was like, just hydranting, like, and then it helped with him as shark, because when he's getting close to you, you're just like spraying with the hydrant, that pops him out.
Yeah.
So then I would drop it, but he's moving too fast. So I couldn't melee him. So I would, it took me a while to figure out, but I had to hit him with an arrow. So I was like, that's why they did the spinny slowdown one you and I like, Jackie. Oh. I was like, oh, they did it to remind us that you slow time and shoot arrows. So then whenever I popped him out, I would jump slow time, wait for him to hop between muds, hit him. That paralyzes him for a while so that you can run up and get like a bunch of hits on him. But it took me like a long time to piece that together. And I felt stupid, but I was like, man, have I played this right? Was this a hydrant game? Like what was I supposed to do here?
I was like mostly, so like I used the water balloons to clear mud so keep me moving. Mm-hmm. And then always saved Sidon for the final attack, and we get close, essentially. Oh, okay. Like, draw the shark in, smack him with Sidon, and then just get a couple hits in, which would immediately stun him. So, like, he pulled the jumping thing on me once or twice when I was, like, slow. And then, but it was more just, like, to me, I just found this guy, like, easy and frustrating. They're just like easy or annoying. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it was just, ugh, bleh, I'm stuck again. Okay, he's getting away. Whatever. Try it again. You know.
It took a while. He wasn't threatening my life, but the fight was long.
His hits were not too difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just annoying. Yeah, it was just annoying kind of with the muck and stuff and the.
Yeah.
But yeah, weird character design. Yeah. I think of all the, right, of all the bosses that are super kind of like, I guess, more serious in their like sort of tone.
Like epic and intimidating.
The,
The
entrance of this guy was just like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like, just, and I was like, what is this? Like, what kind of, like a Super Nintendo character, like almost like Super Mario level.
An anime boss for an anime champion. It totally was, right?
Totally was an anime.
Although, I did think, I was like a little bit bummed about it because he turned into the shark and I was like, oh man, he's going to turn into a bunch of crazy giant things. I'm going to have to figure out how to solve each one differently.
That would be.
No.
One trick pony.
It's definitely, the game is a really interesting game because the adventure element is kind of unparalleled. And it's so amazing and addicting to go find something and discover and explore. But then the puzzle element is pretty dumbed down to be like approachable to most people. So yeah, Kaylee, like that, I think that's the piece that I always just find, not that it's like bad, but I'm most disappointed by, where I was like, oh, the temples are a little simple, or the puzzle to the thing is simple and stuff like that. Where it's like, Jackie, like you were saying, even you thought for a minute, right? Like, oh, this guy's trying to find the pieces to the tablet and it'll be a quest. And it's like, no, it's literally right here. Right, and you just need to set it here. Yep. And that is the end of it. And it is like, oh, okay.
It was like Brock, like Brock asking you to get that one thing.
Yeah. When you just walk behind you and like hit something with a stick and brought it back. Here you go, bud. Although the enemy, for being anime and silly. I feel like he had a really dark death animation. He shriveled up and got like desiccated. And
yeah,
like,
that's true.
And I was like, no! Yeah.
And then it exploded like the nuclear fireball.
Yeah. That did not match the tone of his entrance.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Which also did not match the tone of the cheese of the two lovers talking after this. Even Kaylee's rolling her eyes. Kaylee, so what happens after the fight and you do all the stuff?
So like Yona's real proud of Sidon for like being himself. After we get the whole same cutscene again about being a sage.
That's all you need to know.
That's
everything you need to know.
How
about
do you not cut that line?
There must be something else we need to know. For them to say it like this so often. There must be something else we need to know. But you get back and they're like, good job, you know, Link, you've saved us again. Sidon, very cute. And then like King Dedede is like, and I've realized that I'm gonna abdicate today, right now.
Yeah.
And like says, Sidon, you're king now, essentially, and congratulations, you're married. Like,
yeah, I was like, Jesus, he just got back from his adventure. Like, give him some rest.
Give him a sec. Like, maybe have a wedding party. Like, would be great. Like, you know, Hudson and Bronson had like a whole wedding, and none of that this time. So I was like, great, speed through that. It's fine. Yeah.
Can I remind you of the best line from all the writing of
sequence? Do, because clearly I didn't remember it.
Partner in life and in leadership.
Oh, yes. That's right.
It might have been partners. I don't know. But it
partner
was.
Partner in life and leadership.
I was like, what is happening? Real power couple. They really wanted to drive it home that we can't simp. There's no relationship for Link anymore. His ex-boyfriend has moved on and has a wife.
But when he's like standing over his people at the big balcony, he has Yona. On his right and Link on his left.
I guess he's a little
thruple.
Yep. Power. Thruple.
They're a pod.
They're a pod.
Just like the fishies. All right. We have to wrap up. Before we completely do, I think we need to decide where we're going. Who of us have not done a second decision? Or have none of us? Because Kaylee has not.
Did I do the Zora one?
I don't know.
Who did Zora?
Did I do Zora?
Did we collectively decide Zora?
We might have collectively.
I don't know.
Maybe either. Maybe I did say Zora. I don't remember.
Any votes? What you guys want to see next? Do people already have a burning thought? There's a couple obvious things, right? Like we could, obviously we have not gone to the desert. Right. We've also not really done the full coast.
Haven't done Lorelin.
Yeah.
Oh, and Lorelin,
that
zone.
I would like to do Lorelin.
I was going to say
too. Okay, there we go.
Could be fun. Could be fun.
That's what I was going to vote. I just love the whole East Coast.
Yeah. Same.
In this game.
Yes.
That one. The one in the game.
Just the one in the game, Billy.
Just, yeah, just the one in the game. Yeah, yeah. Real PST stuff.
Real subtle. I would love that. Because actually, like, now there will be follow-ups, I think, for me. There's more to be done there.
Ooh, let's hit the island. What was the island called in the first game?
Eventide.
Yeah, let's go there. Eventide. As part of doing this, let's hit that island to make sure everyone hits Eventide to see what's new about it. Eventide, and we'll do the East Coast. East Coast, Beast Coast.
There we go. East Coast, Beast Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet. East Coast. No yeast.
Oh, the first recorded flop.
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish. Who's coquettish? This ain't no speed run, mama. I'm having hella fun. No need to get overpowered. Just take that starting hour. A farmer, but though it don't need be a horse armor. I'm going standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish. Standard a dish. My avatar's all edition art book. Mama, I'm never gonna look. Plastic jacket, fake sword, collector's racket, trophy hoard. You collected every single thing just to pop out all this pretty play. Well, I was still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We'll go with standard a dish. Why? Store mode is my ocean's cookie.